SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's federal takeover of Washington's police force has won the backing of the D.C. Police Union. And Defense Secretary Hegseth says D.C. National Guard troops are also being called up.
We'll see them flowing into the streets of Washington in the coming week. There are other units we are prepared to bring in. Other National Guard units, other specialized units. They will be strong. They will be tough. And they will stand with their law enforcement partners.
Congressional Democrats oppose the president's action, arguing, among other things, that it is racist. President Trump extends a trade truce with China for another 3 months.
The Chinese embassy in Washington said that win-win cooperation between China and the U.S. was the right path. Suppression and containment would lead nowhere. But negotiations to reach a deal beyond the 90 days will be much harder. The U.S. wants more access to China's valuable rare earths. Donald Trump is threatening to impose sanctions to prevent Beijing buying more Russian oil. And China wants Washington to lift curbs on sales of advanced technology so they can buy more computer chips.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. Mr. Trump has high hopes for this Friday's Alaska meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, exploring ways to end the war in Ukraine.
I'd like to see a ceasefire very, very quickly. Very quick. I'd like to see it immediately, but I'd like to see it very quickly. And we're going to be dealing with the European leaders, and we're going to be dealing with President Zelensky. And hopefully we're going to have a great success.
Two people killed, at least 10 injured, a powerful explosion at a U.S. steel plant just south of Pittsburgh. Shooting at a Target store in Austin, Texas. Left two adults and one child dead. The suspect is in custody. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 55 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 7 points. This is SRN News. A work of art is restored at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy.
Christ on the Water by Hunter Wood has been the focus of a lot of contention recently. Ever since World War II, the gigantic painting of Jesus rescuing sailors at sea hung quietly in the school's main administrative building. But during the Biden years, it was challenged by a separation of church and state group and removed to the basement. With the changing of the guard in Washington, however, the painting is now being brought back up for display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There is an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools across the U.S. Indiana is currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to do so. A new poll asked Americans in June if they supported the idea of chaplains in schools. Nearly 60% said yes. SRN News. 3 years after many children died, the records have been released.
School district officials have released text messages, personnel files, and records of the shooter from the 2022 attack in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 students and two teachers. The release follows a legal battle over public access to the material. Various media organizations had sued the district and the county for the release of those records. Jason Walker reporting.
NVIDIA and AMD have agreed to share 15% of their revenues from chip sales to China with the U.S. government. The Trump administration halted the sale of advanced computer chips to China back in April over national security concerns, but NVIDIA and AMD revealed in July that Washington would allow them to resume sales of chips that are used in artificial intelligence development. More details, SRNNews.com.